Exam Skills Trainer 4. Exercise 4. Hello everyone. My name is Alistair Moffat and I'm here to tell you about the latest research into animal migration. You may be surprised about some of the findings as they challenge established theories you're probably aware of. Let's start with marine animals. Until now, it's been accepted that whales were the animals which travel furthest in the ocean. A 2007 study tracked humpback whales travelling over 8,000 kilometres between their breeding grounds in Costa Rica and Antarctica, where they feed. While humpback whales still hold the record for the longest migration among mammals, it has been discovered that there are other creatures that cover longer distances through the ocean. The first is a female great white shark that was recorded over 9 months, making a 20,000-kilometre round trip from South Africa to Australia. More recently, however, a female leatherback turtle has been followed on an even more impressive journey. She travelled 20,500 kilometres in one go from her breeding grounds in Indonesia to feed off the Pacific coast of the US. So it would appear that the leatherback turtle now holds the record for the longest marine migration. Moving on to land animals, I'm sure you'll have heard about the vast distances covered by blue wildebeest in East Africa. These animals follow the annual pattern of rainfall and grass growth to make a mass migration of around 3,000 kilometres from start to finish. Yet they do not hold the record for terrestrial migration. That goes to the caribou of North America. Caribou, known as reindeer elsewhere, travel around 4,800 kilometres annually through Alaska and the Yukon Territory to get from their breeding grounds to their feeding grounds and back. What about animals that travel through the air? Let's look at insects first. Until now, the monarch butterfly was considered the insect with the longest migration route, flying around 4,000 kilometres from Mexico to Canada every year and then back again. However, scientists think they have discovered a dragonfly that outdoes the monarch butterfly. The globe skimmer dragonfly travels up to 18,000 kilometres a year as it follows the monsoon rains from India to East Africa and back again. Research into this migration is still underway as the dragonfly's exact route has not yet been determined. Of course, it's birds that dominate the air, and I've chosen three of the most remarkable to tell you about. Let's start with the bar-headed goose of Central Asia, recognised as the bird with the migration at the highest altitude. Every year, the bar-headed goose migrates from India to Mongolia and back again over the Himalayas. It flies at an altitude of over 10,000 metres, where the air is so thin that not even helicopters can fly. The bar-headed goose performs this feat each year in order to avoid the monsoon summers south of the mountain range and the freezing winters to the north. Not to be outdone, the bar-tailed godwit is the record holder for the longest non-stop flight ever measured. In fact, this flight is the third leg of the bird's migration. The bar-tailed godwit leaves New Zealand for the wetlands on the border of North Korea with China, where it feeds and rests. Then it flies another 5,000 kilometres to its breeding grounds in Alaska, before embarking on the 11,800-kilometre flight back to New Zealand. This last journey takes around 9 days, and not surprisingly, the bird loses around 50% of its body weight on the way. Of course, the champion of all birds, as far as long-distance travel is concerned, is the Arctic tern, which migrates the greatest distance of any bird, or indeed any other animal. Arctic terns breed north of the Arctic Circle when it is summer in the Northern Hemisphere and then fly south to the Antarctic to coincide with summer in the Southern Hemisphere, a round trip of approximately 80,000 kilometres. It is believed they make this marathon flight to take advantage of the long summer hours in the polar regions for feeding. That concludes my talk for today. Are there any questions?